everyone, I'm Aneta here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Aneta. Today is our very, very last day with What is the Body?
And lesson 270.
Yeah, I know. I was just kind of letting that soak in because I just think of like, wow, even over 10 days, I, Ada, opened the door a little bit to the idea of projection.
How did that feel yesterday?
A little startling, but but good.
Yeah.
But good. I think I can open up even more, and probably as time goes, you know, the door will get open, then I'll just walk right on through. It's, for me, it's just always so important to not have like a definition to a concept, include anything where someone can start blaming and shaming themselves. That's like so important to me. And I say that all the time because I just have seen what happens when it's like, oh, you broke your leg. Well, you created that. You did that to yourself. And it's like, that's not helpful. That's not even nice. And so when I think about projection, it's like, oh, okay, big picture. Think big picture. And it's like, okay, that I can start to get behind.
Just think of projection in the aggregate. That's all it really is.
I'd love that.
Because that's all there is. There is only one sun, right? There's not the individual aspect is just a dream. And so
that's what we're learning in What is the Body? Yeah. Look at you.
So to say to an individual aspect, look what you created. Number one, you're using the word create totally wrong.
That's what the ego thought system would do.
That's what the ego thought system would do. And if you are in a group like that, don't go back. If you have a teacher that or any spiritual thought system that teaches blame, fear, shame, someone's higher, someone's lower, someone is, you know, evil, someone's good. You know that's all duality. And the world of the ego's thought system is only duality. But what's true is that there's only love, and anything apart from love is not reality. And that's what we're learning in all of the what is parts and all of the course written in every page. Yeah.
So you're going to read What is the Body to us today.
So I'm going to invite everyone who's listening to make sure if you're operating heavy machinery, if you're driving your car, or if you're watching over children that need your supervision, this does not apply to you. Make sure you keep your eyes on the road, keep your eyes on your job, keep your eyes on your little ones. However, if you're by yourself or in a place where you can just really become present in this moment that we have together, and for this teaching of A Course in Miracles, please close your eyes. Maybe put your shoulders up to your ears and then just let it all go. Because this is life-changing teaching. This is love, teaching love. And I invite you to just listen, relax, and hear what love has to teach us. What is the body? The body is a fence the Son of God imagines he has built to separate parts of his self from other parts. It is within this fence he thinks he lives, to die as it decays and crumbles. For within this fence he thinks that he is safe from love. Identifying with his safety, he regards himself as what his safety is. How else could he be certain he remains within the body, keeping love outside? The body will not stay. Yet, this he sees as double safety. For the Son of God's impermanence is proof his fences work and do the tasks his mind assigned to them. For if his oneness still remained untouched, who could attack and who could be attacked? Who could be victor? Who could be his prey? Who could be victim? Who the murderer? And if he did not die, what proof is there that God's eternal Son has been destroyed? The body is a dream. Like other dreams, it sometimes seems to picture happiness, but can quite suddenly revert to fear where every dream is born. For only love creates in truth, and truth can never fear. Made to be fearful, must the body serve the purpose given it. But we can change the purpose with which the body will obey by changing what we think that it is for. The body is the means by which God's Son returns to sanity. Though it was made to fence him into hell without escape, yet has the goal of heaven been exchanged for the pursuit of hell. The Son of God extends his hand to reach his brother and to help him walk along the road with him. Now is the body holy. Now it serves to heal the mind that it was made to kill. You will identify with what you think will make you safe. Whatever it may be, you will believe that it is one with you. Your safety lies in truth and not in lies. Love is your safety. Fear does not exist. Identify with love and you are safe. Identify with love and you are home. Identify with love and find your true self. What is the body?
Less than 270. I will not use the body's eyes today. Father, Christ's vision is your gift to me, and it has power to translate all that the body's eyes behold into the sight of a forgiven world. How glorious and gracious is this world! Yet how much more will I perceive in it than sight can give? The world forgiven signifies your Son acknowledges his Father, lets his dreams be brought to truth, and waits expectantly the one remaining instant more of time, which ends forever as your memory returns to him. And now his will is one with yours. His function now is one with yours. And every thought except your own is gone.
The quiet of today will bless our hearts, and through them, peace will come to everyone. Christ is our eyes today, and through his sight, we offer healing to the world through him, the Holy Son, whom God created whole, the Holy Son, whom God created one. Lesson 270, I will not use the body's eyes today. So I wanted just to ask you, because we had a lot of discussions and experiences over these last 10 days, what are you taking with you from this time around with what is the body and the lessons?
Well, what I'm taking away mostly is lesson 267. My heart is beating in the peace of God. Now, I'm taking that one with me the most because the underlying message of that, because my heart is beating in the peace of God, surrounding me is all the life that God created in his love. It calls to me in every heartbeat and in every breath, in every action and in every thought. That's not telling me to just ignore the world, ignore my life, and just be what I've always just thought, oh, just be spiritual. It's live my life to the fullest extent I can and bring God into that, bring love into that. Because I always have thought of spiritual as like a reduction or a pulling away from life.
Hmm.
Where this lesson...
Like you had to separate yourself from others in order to be spiritual?
Exactly. And that's how I've seen spirituality in the world, where it's a pulling away from mainstream life. Like we have, you know, monasteries and that sort of thing where, oh, they can be cloistered, or that's where they live and that's what they surround themselves in. You have other religious groups where it's like, oh, we stick more by the people, other people within the group. That's not what I get out of that lesson. It's not a pulling away. It's not a, oh, I can feel spiritual if I separate myself off from everything I perceive as not spiritual.
Mm.
It's bringing that love or the goal of what my spirituality I'm wanting it to lead me to, bring that into every heartbeat, every breath, every action, every thought. It's like such a different spin, because I always thought like, okay, even within, it was before we did this particular lesson, but I talked about how, like, I thought, well, okay, if I want to be spiritual, then the media and other content and entertainment I consume, doesn't that have to align with my spiritualness? And then I said, like, I couldn't even find anything that I'd want to watch for fun. That was a pulling away. Like I had a pull away from the main everyday thing to what is quote unquote spiritual. When it's bringing love into everything I do.
Yeah. I mean, because in reality, you already are spiritual.
Wow.
I mean,
that's deep.
Well, we already are eternal spirit. That's our natural state.
Right.
But we think we have to do certain acts or live in a certain place or wear certain clothes or not talk to certain people or study certain books. Or we think that we have to do something. And that's why lesson 189, I just thought of lesson 189 when you were talking about that, because it says, you know, get rid of this, get rid of that, get rid of that, and come with holy empty hands unto your God. It doesn't say don't watch certain shows or you can't be spiritual if you watch this certain movie. It's just you already are spiritual.
Yeah, like even so we're football fans. You would not, like, obviously you know this, but so many people tell us that can't really be spiritual and watch football.
Well, I think that's nonsense. I mean, I think it's nonsense because it's extremely judgmental. And if they actually did watch football, they would see that there's so much, if you think of becoming a team is just a picture of us really recognizing our oneness and
the mental fortitude and mindset of not get derailed no matter what happens so you can be your best.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a Bronco fan, and their new quarterback Russell Wilson formerly of the Seattle Seahawks. I was watching an interview that he did, oh gosh, maybe a month or so ago. I'm not sure when it was, but he really talked about, so he, long story short, he was gonna go back and play in Seattle, and he'd never played in Seattle since he left. And he was their quarterback for 10 years, and now he's the Broncos quarterback. And the whole talk at that time was, is he going to get booed, or are they going to embrace him? And so there was a lot of that talk going around. And he said, he's very Christian, and I really appreciate everything that he shares about his faith and how he applies his faith. I mean, to me, he's a very inspirational person and player. And what he related in not these exact words is that he was going to go to Seattle with an attitude of gratitude and joy. And he used those words. I have immense gratitude that I was able to play in Seattle for 10 years and I have joy because of what it brought into my life. So I'm going to go in with the same mindset of gratitude and joy. And if they choose to boo me, that's their choice. That's not going to affect me and my choice. Mm-hmm. And when I heard him say that, I thought, now that he's turning it over. You know, this is where, you know, I know we've talked a lot about religion and how it's sometimes hard to find God in religion. And it is not impossible to find God in religion. Like that Russell Wilson would be an example of that, is that he was choosing love over fear. He was choosing the Holy Spirit thought system of gratitude and joy and not seeing himself as separate over fear of us versus them. And so, you know, it was a beautiful example of that. And the whole mindset of football isn't to hurt one another. It's a game. But there's a lot of lessons that, you know, we can use from the world of really, you know, really dedicated athletes that have put their mind to really seeing themselves as who they truly are, that they know their abilities and they have confidence in their abilities. I mean, I haven't watched one very, very successful athlete that isn't just totally confident of their abilities.
And it's not confident to this world's level of arrogance.
No. I mean, if you listen to Serena Williams, gratitude, joy, appreciation. No, she's highly successful. Russell Wilson, Tom Brady,
Peyton Manning.
I mean, and you can tell we watch a lot of football, but there's,
because I won't forget Russell Wilson. He did a video with himself and Justin Simmons saying, where Russell Wilson said that each player and the team has to have an unrelenting belief in themselves.
Yes.
Changed my life, really, because yeah. It's no matter what happens, you can't give up on yourself or the team.
And that's seeing yourself as who you truly are.
Yeah, and not letting anything that comes your way derail that belief. And that's a spiritual lesson there. Mm-hmm. A Course in Miracles is actually teaching the same thing.
Right.
Because we have who we really are, that capital L love that we were created as. We have to develop this unrelenting belief in that, where the waves of the world don't derail that and throw us off our game completely, where stuff can happen because, as we've talked about, even the day where we talked about projection that I brought up, where it's like we can't let what happens in the world then take away all of who we think we are. Because that's one thing I've seen in spiritual circles is that, you know, if everything's going well, you know, yes, I'm in such a flow, I'm in total alignment. Well, one bump can throw us completely off, where we have to have that mental fortitude, that mental toughness, that even if there's bumps, even if there's stumbles, even if there's falls, that doesn't change our inner world.
It's really an unrelenting belief in love.
Yeah, exactly.
And the love that we are.
And so like those are the kind of like, those are just two examples of these really life, I'm going to say life altering, because I carry those lessons with me that mm-hmm. I learned from athletes and football players, like people who perform at a high level. That's what we want to do here with the course. And I'm not going to quit watching it. I don't think it's not spiritual, and I'm not going to go, if something adds to my experience of life in a very positive way, there's nothing anyone can do that'll make me think, no, that's not good for me.
Well, that's where we really, as Course in Miracles students, and I think we should probably just end it with this, is because this has been a long 10 days of every day being taught that, and this is my takeaway, for only love creates in truth, and truth can never fear. So if we're coming from the place and we're turning it over and we're coming from the Holy Spirit thought system, that you don't have to be special to come from the Holy Spirit thought system. Every single person, no matter who they are, what they've done, what they've been done to them, can come from the Holy Spirit thought system.
Yeah.
You know, but once we learn that we have a split mind and that there we can choose between the ego thought system and the Holy Spirit thought system, one of my very first course teachers said, anything you do in life, you can do from the Holy Spirit thought system or the ego thought system. So if I'm going to work, I can go from the Holy Spirit thought system. I can go from the ego thought system. If I'm paying my bills, I can go from, I mean, you know, very mundane things to, you know, the really important things. And we're applying that to athletes in this little discussion here. And so really, also, I guess I would say that we can't really judge others, you know? So like if somebody is doing something, that's between them and them in love. And to just that A Course in Miracles is a self-study, is just worry about yourself.
Yep.
Yep. So have a wonderful day studying. I will not use the body's eyes today. Why? Because if we do, we're just in judgment. And then next time, tomorrow, we're going to start What is the Christ?
I can't wait.
Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.
See you then.